Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
You're back with Total Information AM. I'm Megan Lynch, and St. Louis is the host city for a very unique baseball all-star game this weekend. Kids from 26 states and Mexico who have disabilities will be here to play the sport they love. Tim Helm is president and CEO of the Gateway Region YMCA. Tim, thank you so much for being with me this morning.
Well, good morning, Megan. Thanks for having me on.
So what is the Miracle League all about?
Yeah, we're so excited for this weekend. So Miracle League is a national organization that supports communities like ours in building barrier-free baseball fields so kids and adults have the opportunity to participate in sports like baseball.
What accommodations are made for these athletes to make sure that they can really get the most full experience?
Yeah, so we're excited. This weekend is the All-Star Game, as you mentioned, 20 athletes, 105 athletes, and then five locally that will participate in the games. It's really about access, and it's access for kids that maybe otherwise wouldn't have those opportunities. And so we opened our adaptive sports complex here in St. Louis about a year ago. It features what I would call a barrier-free field. So completely wheelchair accessible for a child with any sort of handicap. Includes some just really neat features, like the same video scoreboard that's in Busch Stadium, the sound system. Every kid gets their own walk-up music, gets to see their picture on the scoreboard, and then is assigned what we call an able-bodied buddy. So a buddy could be a teenager, or it could be an adult who really helps that child one-on-one participate in the game of baseball.
What's this mean to these kids?
You know, it's just, it's so impactful. I actually got an email from the parent, well, one of the parents of one of our athletes this morning, and she talked about, I'll just read it to you. So it's so great. Thank you for everything you guys have done this weekend. So amazing for our kids. You've made Ben's year. He has loved being part of the interviews and photo shoots. I truly appreciate you guys giving him a moment to shine. This will be something he remembers for a lifetime. And I think that sums it up really well. It's an opportunity for kids who wouldn't have had the opportunity or may have never had the opportunity to participate in a sport, to be on a team, to be an all-star, to really shine this weekend.
What's it take to pull this event off?
Boy, Megan, it's been a couple of years worth of planning for our staff team. So first of all, we want to make this as accessible for the parents as we can. And so our Y, with a lot of help from a lot of great community supporters, has raised the money. So once they get to St. Louis, we're taking care of the hotel rooms, we're taking care of transportation, we're taking care of food. We built this to be a very St. Louis-centric experience. We'll open Friday night with a meet and greet at Busch Stadium. Fred Bird will be there. We'll do a walk of all the teams. We'll have games all day Saturday down at the South County YMCA at our Adaptive Sports Complex. And then we'll wrap up Saturday night. We've rented out the Science Center for kind of a final celebration and gala. So it took a lot of work, but it's totally worth it to see the smile on those kids' faces and the parents' faces. And again, we just wanted to build this. We wanted folks to come in, and there's going to be about 700 people come into St. Louis this weekend to really experience what a great city St. Louis is and what a great baseball town.
It is the 2025 Miracle League All-Star Game for Disabled Youth. Tim Helm is president and CEO of the Gateway Region YMCA. Tim, thank you so much for sharing more about this with our listeners this morning.
Thanks, Megan. We're just so excited to showcase St. Louis. Really appreciate you having us on.
No problem. I'd love to hear from parents about how that event goes. I'm sure it's amazing for those kids.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly outside of Cleveland, think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.